You know, the Ebola situation in Liberia is no small situation. In fact, there are 4 cases of it reported about 2 miles from where I live. And it's only right for me as a human being to be alarmed about it. And we all believe that in such an emergency that the president should have forfeited all other obligations and concentrated on the lives of Liberians. But, you know, others might see it differently. But we stand by what we said, and we hope that she will see reason to cut her trip short and come back to Liberia. It's a crisis, and we expect that our president would be here in a time of crisis.
I think, Mr. Uret, the comment that was made also by the presidential press secretary is that the issue of Ebola should not be political, and that the president doesn't have to be in the country, that that issue is being handled by the Ministry of Health.
Well, the first thing is I wouldn't go and exchange a word with the press secretary or the president. Look, the fact of the matter is that we do have a crisis in Liberia. Whether I'm a farmer today or I sell scratch cards, it's irrelevant. The major factor here is that I am a Liberian. And there's pride and dignity in labor. If this little boy, P.I., can get up and insult me by virtue of what I've done for my country and what I've done for him, how many probably his relatives are employed through the sales of scratch cards, you know, and what I've done to my country by being a farmer. If being a farmer is a disgrace, then it's right for him to say that President Carter, who was a peanut farmer in America, he rose to the seat of presidency. You know, what about a little country like Liberia? You know, when there's an attitude of the present government where, you know, as soon as you say something, not necessarily against the government, but that doesn't favor the government, they unleash the dogs at you.
So, Mr. Uret, let me ask you, I'm reading somewhere suggesting that you might consider running for president of Liberia. Is that true?
I am going to run for the presidency of Liberia. And come 2017, at the end of 2017, I believe you will hear that I am the next president of Liberia.
So what do you say to people who say you are making these remarks because this is all politics?
Well, you've known me for almost 20 years. And I have not really gone out to say anything negative about the government. But when the lives of Liberians are threatened, I would speak. I have remained silent. Not that I agree with everything about the government, nor do I disagree with anything about the government. But the fact of the matter is that once lives are threatened and there's an emergency, and I believe that the government is not doing what it should be doing, I would speak out. And every opposition, every government official who has Liberia at heart should speak out at this time. And if you don't speak out, you will be judged by history.
What about those who say that perhaps the president is traveling out of the country because she is looking for investment and development opportunities for Liberia?
Yes, we do understand that. And we don't frown on the president for doing that. Well, you know, you might agree with me that the president has traveled one too many times. But that's not the issue. The issue here is that this trip, even though it's a summit or whatever it is, you know, she could have sent the foreign minister, she could have sent the vice president. There's a lot of people she could have sent. But the present situation in Liberia needs the presence of the president. No matter what you say, the fact that I issued that statement has prompted a lot of response from the government. At least the president has sent us a message of assurance that all is well. Well, before she didn't do that, the minister of state did respond. The minister of eternal affairs responded. This is all positive. I'm happy that I have forced them to at least come up with something. Look, we must move forward. My message to the world and to Liberia is we're not confrontational. We want to move our country forward. And if there's an issue that supersedes, you know, my feelings or my desire, and it also supersedes that of the president, we should let the good of the country prevail. What is most disappointing in this whole issue that the president will allow a little boy like Pia to come and insult somebody like me? But you know, these are the circumstances we find ourselves in. But we will expect that the president will do something about it. If she doesn't, we have to go another step. We have to take legal action. This young man must be brought to justice. You know, people cannot arbitrarily, to make these kind of statements against people who are speaking in the interest of the Liberians. Look, almost 60% of all the well-meaning Liberians are farmers. You know how many persons sell scratch cars in Liberia? Are you going to insult at least 40% of your population? This man has to be brought to justice. You know, so we hope that the president will see wisdom, in this instance, and have, you know, this man suspended, you know, or opening apology, not to Ben and Ayuri per se, but to Liberians that he has insulted. Because, you know, the funny thing is he's an agriculturist himself, you know. But, you know, when you take money, state money, and you use it against the people, this is the result of it.